Sometimes with our horse, we have to say to ourselves, it's time for us to get our shit together in order to move on to the next step. So let's do that today. Let's figure out our own shit. Well, welcome back. Today, we're talking about how to be able to put ourselves together and figure out how to get to the next level. So many of us really struggle trying to get ourselves to the next level. We get stuck. We stay in this one place. We plateau. These are all very normal things. And then the big question is, how do we get past this plateauing? How do we get past where we are? Do I continue to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? Or do I make drastic change in order to find a new path for us? Well, you might be wondering, what exactly is that drastic change? What exactly am I supposed to do in order to take ourselves to the next level? Because right now you might be thinking, I've been doing drastic change every time I expect more and more out of my horse and I'm not getting it. So what is it that I need to do? Well, before you move forward, sometimes it's really important that you take a step back, maybe two steps, hell, maybe all the way right from the beginning, because there's a few things you might notice that might be missing in your horse's training that's keeping you from going to the next step. You could have a few holes in your training program. You go back and you fix those holes, you fill those holes up, and all of a sudden you might have an opportunity to step back forward again. Because sometimes what you're asking of the horse might be too physically or mentally demanding on them. So if you notice that your horse just cannot do it, it might need more physical help. If you're noticing that it's frustrating your horse, then maybe mentally your horse isn't built up ready for it. There might be holes in the training program that you could go back and fix. But more importantly, when you go back, sometimes you start to recognize where communication may have been left off between you and your horse. Maybe the horse is misunderstanding what it is that you're asking. Maybe you need to go back and listen a little bit more, because that's something we as humans, we forget to do a lot. We forget to listen. Our horses are talking to us all of the time. We just don't listen. So if you go back a few steps, ask for a lot less, expect a lot less, but listen, you're going to start to notice potential areas that you need to fill in the gaps for. Now, I can't mention saying that we need to fill in the gaps for the horse's perspective without mentioning the fact, and the big fact this is, that we need to fill in our own gaps. Sometimes we are expecting our horse to be able to do said exercise or said thing, but yet we aren't in a place that we can help the horse complete it successfully. For example, let's think if we're trying to get our horse to have a better canter or lope, and we're trying to get the horse to have a bit more balance when they are cantering. But when we try to ask them for better balance, we ourselves don't have the best of balance. We ourselves are bouncing in the saddle, creating a pounding motion onto a horse's back, but yet we are still then asking for a horse to take our riding and still get better themselves, while we're actually hindering the process. So it's really important that we start to notice, hey, maybe we are the ones who are hindering this process of moving forward. So if we're the problem, it's really important that we take significant action in order to solve that problem. For the example in which I just spoke of, it seems pretty easy enough. Maybe I should take a break from my horse, maybe go somewhere, learn how to canter better, learn how to get the rhythm with the horse better, learn the proper seat position I'm supposed to have. Now, of course, if you don't want to go anywhere, a little sales pitch here. We do have our Rider's Foundation Guide online program that I'd love to see you in. So everything in the Rider's Foundation Guide is all about being able to find the correct seat, being able to stabilize yourself in the saddle, learn the rhythm of the horse, how to communicate, and then, of course, how to have the right mindset. So I'd love for you guys to go and sign up. That's over on my website at advantagehorsemanship.com. But fixing ourselves is going to be the key most of the time. So I said we needed this drastic change for our horse, but yes, we actually a lot of times need that drastic change for ourselves. So what can you do to make that change for yourself? What is it you need? Sometimes we don't always know that we need to ride better. We need to sit better. We think that we're doing just fine. I can't tell you the number of people that I've met who say that their riding is just fine, and that it's their horse. Hell, most of the clinics that I go to now is less about training the horse, more about training the person. When I train the person how to ride or how to better communicate, most problems that people say that they have with the horse just go away. Most plateaus that people have with their horse just go away, and they step up to the next level. So I challenge you to figure that out. I challenge you to go back a few steps. Figure out whether it's you or your horse or a combination of both. Start to listen a little bit more. Because a lot of times, even when it is us, it's still about us and not listening. So listen a little bit more. We far too often take for granted that the horses should be able to just do everything we ask of them without realizing that if we were to communicate with another human being in the same way that we communicate with our horse, we'd have a lot of confused people out there. We'd have a lot of angry people out there. We'd have a lot of people who are worried about others in a negative way. So let's learn to listen. Let's learn to communicate. Let's learn what it is that we're supposed to do with ourselves. Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's help our horse get to the next level. I know you can do it. You just have to open your mind a little bit more. And if you're looking to figure out how to change some of those mindsets, well, hey, there's other podcasts here down below. Check them out. See you next time, guys.